happy, picky, just be happy with this quickie.
Good morning, NHL fans. Good morning, Canucks Nation. I'm Trevor Beggs, and you're listening to The Quickie here on the Nux Misconduct Network. Four shows on that network. Go find it wherever you get your podcasts. That is the Nux Misconduct Network. Okay, so we've had a bunch of exhibition games being played now, and that includes the games from the Vancouver Canucks and the Minnesota Wild. Two losers in exhibition. So that means they're not going to do shit in the playoffs, right? That's what it means? I got a couple of takeaways from yesterday that I want to talk about. And let's talk about the Canucks first, because they lose 4-1 to the Jets. But overall, they played a pretty good game. But it's the type of hockey that we've been used to seeing the Canucks play all season long. They're going to get their chances. They're a strong offensive team. But they are pretty bad at giving up chances off the rush, giving up those rebounds, and not being very good in the defensive zone. And they got burned by a Winnipeg team yesterday that's got a lot of offensive talent. Now, throughout the game, Vancouver, probably the better team. But that's the thing. If you run into a hot goalie like Connor Hellebuck, who just has the Canucks number, you're not going to win very many hockey games. Now, where this does shine favorably on the Canucks is when you look at the Wild, they almost seem like the complete opposite of the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets defense is leaky. The Wild defense is great. But the Wild don't have great goaltending, and they don't have great offensive firepower. When you look at that game that they played yesterday against the Colorado Avalanche, again, it was a predictable performance from the Minnesota Wild. Dean Evanson going out and rolling all four lines. A shaky goaltending performance from Alex Stalock. Dubnyk didn't allow a goal, but the Avalanche were floating in the second half of that game. You know, the Avalanche, they're in the playoffs, the round robin. There'd be a bit more intensity there, but it just didn't really look like the Avs were in it in the third period. And even then, Minnesota, they had the edge in the shot clock. They had the edge with scoring chances. But I didn't really feel like they were mustering anything of significance. Now, I think if you look at both of these teams and how they match up, it's obviously a fascinating matchup. You're talking about the old grizzled vets of Minnesota and their boring Jacques Lemaire style of hockey against the run and gun, young and fun Canucks. But if you're a Canucks fan looking at this matchup, you should be thinking to yourself, there's almost no way that the Canucks should lose this series. And now I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout. In fact, I think it's going to be a close fucking series. I don't see a lot of blowouts here unless Stalock and Dubnyk absolutely shit the bed, which, hey, it is a possibility. I think this is going to be a close series. But at the end of the day, and I think this applies to a lot of series, it comes down to goaltending. Are Dubnyk and Stalock going to be able to steal games for the Wild? Are they going to be able to make those big saves against the Canucks stars, who are probably going to get their chances even against a good Minnesota Wild defense? And I think if you're the Canucks, you like that matchup against those two goaltenders probably better than any of the matchups that they could have possibly had. Connor Hellebuck, not a great matchup. Alex Stalock, I'm liking that one. We'll see how Stalock does once the games start to matter, but he looked a little rusty yesterday. He gave up lots of rebounds. Obviously, some of the goals, the 5-on-3 goal, the MacKinnon goal, he couldn't do anything about. But the first goal of the game, he let off a big juicy rebound, and he had other rebounds in that game against Colorado as well. Again, I think we haven't seen hockey in so long. Throw the NHL, but talk about here in Vancouver specifically, that you want to see the team pick up the dub, even in a meaningless fucking game. You want to see it happen. You want to see your boys win. But you have to look at the series against the Minnesota Wild and feel pretty damn optimistic as a Canucks fan that these top stars, these offensive threats, are going to find their way to score some goals. I'm Trevor Beggs. Thanks again for listening to The Quickie here on the Nux Misconduct Network. Go to NuxMisconduct.com. We got content coming out the ears, coming out the wazoo. lots of podcasts, lots of articles, lots of fun times to be had. Go join us on NuxMisconduct.com.